Matthew.
And I'm Molly.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and you can't have it.
Today, we have two chocolate chip cookies in front of us, and I don't know, who could ask for anything more, really?
For chocolate chip cookies?
Oh, okay.
Other than that, I can't think of anything.
I can't believe that it has taken us this long to getting around to doing a chocolate chip cookie episode.
I mean, maybe it's like... It's like in a romantic comedy when, like, the person who's, like, right in front of your face, you don't notice that they're the one for you. Like, maybe we've just been so busy eating chocolate chip cookies that we didn't think, hey, you know, we have a food show. We could talk about these things
probable,
on the show.
Highly probable. So, you know, did you eat chocolate chip cookies as a kid?
Never. Always. And I feel like I've always had kind of the same love when it comes to chocolate chip cookies. Like, I want them big and chewy. And super chocolatey. And
I thought you were going to break into some kind of Sir Mix-a-Lot. I like them big and round.
I like big chips and I cannot lie.
Yeah.
Okay. Put them on the glass. I don't have like any real like distinct early memories of chocolate chip cookies. In high school, though, every day at like 10 a.m., people would go down to the cafeteria and they would make these kind of disgusting, enormous, super underbaked chocolate chip cookies.
Was in high school?
This was in high school,
and students would go down and make these cookies?
Students would go down and eat these cookies.
Oh,
sorry, the students wouldn't make the cookies. The lunch ladies would make the cookies,
okay.
And students would buy them for a dollar. There were rumors flying around about how many calories were in these cookies.
It
would come on a sheet of wax paper, and you would like scrape the cookie off with your fingers.
Wow.
It was animalistic.
Was it made from like Otis Spunkmeyer dough?
It probably was.
Because I have to say that most of my memories of chocolate chip cookies as a kid are of the dough and not so much the cookie itself. I'm not even sure what chocolate chip cookie recipe my mom used to use. Maybe even the Toll House one. But I remember at some point as like a preteen, I found this Junior League cookbook that my mom had from the Junior League of Oklahoma City,
sure,
of which she was at one time a member. Sorry, Mom, calling you out there. Anyway, this recipe was called Big Daddy's Chocolate Chip Cookies. And I loved to make the dough, and I would just eat the dough. I would just keep it in the fridge, and I would eat the dough. And then at a certain point later on, I discovered Otis Spunkmeyer frozen dough and got really into that.
Sure.
And when I was in college, one of the houses that I lived in had a pretty good size supply of it in the freezer, and they eventually had to put a padlock, you know, like a chain with a padlock around the freezer because some of us, I'm not going to name names other than mine, were very into stealing lumps of this Otis Spunkmeyer dough.
It was like a chastity belt situation,
it was.
Basically.
It really was. They were trying to keep us pure until graduation.
Yeah, I sort of imagine, like, I don't know a lot about food history, but I imagine chocolate chip cookie dough probably predated cooking. And, you know,
which
then...
Which came first, the cookie dough or the cookie?
Right. I think the cookie dough came first. then like humans discovered fire and we cooked the dough and we're like, yeah, it was pretty good, but it's not as good as like, pulling a handful of dough out of the fridge.
How do you feel about chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream?
I feel like I was into it when it was first a thing and haven't really gotten a craving for it later. I've never really been a cookie dough person, I have to admit.
Oh my God. First, you out yourself as not being a condiment person.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm still coming to terms with that after, what, like 3 years of doing this podcast.
Meanwhile, you're like dipping your cookie dough nuggets in ketchup and having a great time.
Yeah. I don't even know who you are. No condiments, no cookie dough. Okay. Let's just eat some cookies.
Yeah, we're sitting next to these cookies. This is agony.
Okay. So maybe we should describe these cookies a little bit.
Okay. They're amazingly different.
They're astoundingly different, yet they are both recognizably chocolate chip cookies. My recipe is from a New York Times article that ran, I think, in 2008.
Ah.
Yeah. It's an article by David Leet, and he went and interviewed a whole bunch of bakers in the New York City area and sort of combined their methods into sort of his
Franken cookie.
Franken cookie, really. And I think it makes the best cookie I've ever had. We actually serve this cookie at Delancey, although we make some changes to it.
Are the secret changes? Oh, you're about to say.
No, no, we don't believe in secret recipes. Oh, okay. So we at Delancey, the flour that we use for pizza is kind of a lower gluten flour than all-purpose. It's not like the double zero flour that they use for Italian pizza making in Italy.
It's the triple X flour.
Italian pizza making in Italy. But anyway, it's a slightly lower gluten flour. And so we use that flour in the dough, and then we age the dough, ideally for a minimum of 7 days before
baking.
Wow. Yeah.
See, this is what I want to talk about, because I think that is, you know, few people know about this still, it seems like, even though that landmark David Lead article ran several years ago, and we'll put a link to it. Chocolate chip cookie dough is better at least a day, and preferably several days, and apparently up to a week after you make it.
The David Leet recipe called for aging it in the fridge for 24 to 36 hours. The cookie that we're going to taste today, the dough was made on, let's see, it was made 8 days ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's been dry aged in a meat locker. You got Rocky in there to punch it a few times.
It's been aged in a walk-in.
Okay.
Not very exciting. But anyway, I mean, should we talk right now about the aging thing, or should we talk about it once we taste it?
Can we bite some cookies first?
Well, tell me about your cookie, man.
Oh, yeah,
jeez.
Yeah, okay. So this cookie is, it's similar in many ways to that recipe. It is from Cooks Illustrated, and they've done a bunch of chocolate chip cookie recipes over the years, and this may have been their first, and it is similar to that recipe. The only special feature of it is you put in an extra egg yolk, and apparently that helps make it chewier. But they don't say to age the dough, but just like all chocolate chip cookies, it's better if you age the dough. And you know, I reread the article before this episode. there's a hand, possibly disembodied. It's the boneless hand.
Boneless hand. Way to call back. Thanks. To my old boneless hand story.
The reason aging the dough is good is because it hydrates it better, and that gives it a better texture. You know, there's lots of thick, gloopy egg in chocolate chip cookie dough. It takes a long time for that to like migrate into all the grains of flour and plump them up. But if you have the patience to do that, it'll make a better cookie. Let's eat these damn cookies.
God, finally. Whoa, yours have great melty chips. You like yours chewy all the way through. Like no crispy. You don't want crispiness at the edge even?
No, I want a crispy edge.
Okay.
You know, mostly I like the chewy part.
Mm.
It's exactly the opposite, incidentally, with an apple fritter. There's this place at Pike Place Market, Three Girls Bakeries, that sells these huge, great, super dark and crispy apple fritters. And I always eat the ring around the edge and throw away the middle.
I like that about you. You're a man who knows what he likes. This is like a quintessential American chocolate chip cookie. Not that there's any other kind of chocolate chip cookie. I mean, for me, maybe even more than apple pie, chocolate chip cookies are like the American dessert.
There's the Turkmenistani chocolate chip cookie that has fermented mare's milk in it.
Mm. Yeah. How about yak butter?
How about yak butter? When's that episode coming up?
So.
Oh, yeah. I've got some Fresh Breeze organic milk going on over here.
Uh-oh. I just got a little bit of chocolate on your floor.
Okay, so what kind of chocolate are you using in your cookie?
So what we use at Delancey is Valrhona chocolate, and we use their Fevs, which are these kind of like flat discs.
Oh, yeah.
And it's 64%.
And I use the Ghirardelli 60% chips.
Mm-hmm. It's just like a whole different animal while still pushing the same buttons. See, here's the one thing that I tend to notice right away. The quality of the sweetness is really different between these cookies. Like, I bet they have a very similar amount of sugar, but I feel like the sweetness in these ones from Delancey is a little more caramelly and a little
very
less
much
sugary.
So. Are you using light brown sugar in there, dark brown sugar, something else?
Light brown sugar.
Okay, I'm also using light brown sugar.
I think it's the hydration thing. Because should I just keep talking with my mouth full?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Because when the moisture in the dough fully hydrates the flour, It seems to me that when you bake the cookie, you can get sort of this almost like caramelization of the flour.
Folks, try this at home. Seriously. Bake some cookies with dough that you just mixed up, and then let the dough sit around for a couple of days and do it again and compare side by side. It's crazy.
It really is crazy. Mm. Oh, man. This is like my favorite episode ever, except the milkshake one when we got to eat like 4 milkshakes.
Yes.
Can I say a little something about size here?
Does it matter?
Size matters. Because here's the thing. To me, a chocolate chip cookie has to be fairly large in order to have the right texture. Because if it's too small, it tends to just sort of be chewy throughout. And I want a little crispiness around the edge. I find that in order to get the right sort of like nice chewiness in the middle with this nice crispy outer part, you have to have a cookie of a certain size.
And what is that size?
Large. Like, these cookies are, the cookies that I made are best with about a quarter cup of dough per cookie.
Yeah, I think that's about what I did for my cookie, but my cookie looked smaller than yours.
I know, it's funny, huh?
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that. I think also, I mean, it's really easy to overcook a small cookie, and an overcooked cookie is a tragedy.
Yeah. How about salt?
Yeah, I think my cookies feel undersalted compared to yours. But I don't know if that's just because I didn't sprinkle salt on top the way you did.
These have a fair amount of kosher salt in them, too, though. What else do we need to say here?
Well, how do you feel about chocolate chip cookies straight out of the oven?
Oh, So I'm pretty sure I'm going to be crucified for this. But I don't like them straight out of the oven. To me, they are too sweet and too rich. The kind of, you know, you're like really psyched about it and you can't wait to eat one and it tastes delicious, but it kind of makes you want to kill yourself afterwards. It's so rich and sweet.
Yeah. And also I don't like picking up the cookie and having it disintegrate. I mean, I know some people really love that and I totally respect that and understand it. But it's just not my game.
You know what I do like though is so today, as we're recording this episode, it's probably like 80 degrees outside, hot for Seattle. Hot enough that if you have a chocolate chip cookie sitting on your kitchen counter, the chocolate never really hardens.
Yes.
And I love that.
I know exactly what you mean.
I love that. When we first opened Delancey and I was working in the kitchen and we were serving these cookies, people would always be like, oh, that's so amazing that you're baking them to order. The chocolate was still warm and melty. And I was like, no, it's just that it's like 96 degrees in the kitchen.
It's not just the ambient temperature, though. There is something, you know, we got into this thing once talking about crystalline structure of chocolate. Something about that means that
chocolate...
Oh,
no, we're not going to do that again, are we?
Okay, please turn... Open your textbooks. Turn to page 147, figure A. Something about the crystal structure of chocolate means that it cools more slowly than it melts. You know, that it takes a long time for it to solidify.
I love that about it.
I mean, obviously, yes, if it's 103 degrees in your kitchen, then it will never get solid.
And frankly, applause to you for baking chocolate chip cookies if it's 103 degrees in your kitchen.
Yeah. I mean, you know what's up. You know what? You got priorities.
You do. You've got your priorities straight.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, on the other hand, you could just pull some Spunkmeyer out of the freezer if you can get past the chastity belt.
There are two more cookies here, but, you know, I thought maybe we could share them with your lovely wife and daughter.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Okay, what else do we need to do? Anything?
I think that may be it.
We'll post links to these recipes. I would just have to fit in one more opportunity to talk with my mouth full.
Yeah. Okay, you can find us online at spilledmilkpodcast.com, where we'll post the link to that David Lead article about creating the ultimate chocolate chip cookie and our recipes for, chocolate chip cookies. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/spilledmilkpodcast.
You know, I just realized that there's something we forgot, but I'm going to mention it to sort of like bookmark it for a future episode.
Please.
I think we should talk about oatmeal in cookies because I like an oatmeal chocolate chip cookie.
I do too, and I wrote a note about that and then decided it wasn't going to fit in this episode. So yes, I would like to do that. I'm not a big fan of oatmeal raisin cookies, but I like oatmeal chocolate chip cookies a lot.
And well,
so
then
I
think, let's talk about oatmeal cookies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. We'll cut that out.
Great.
And you can find us on iTunes. Leave us a 10-star review. We're 5-star spicy. and until next time, thank you for listening to Spilled Milk,
the show that hardens more slowly than it melts.
I'm Matthew Hemster Burton.
And I'm Molly Weisenberg.
I'm Matthew.
And I'm Molly.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all. Okay, one more time.